Have you ever been depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, feeling helpless, hopeless, pathetic, useless? Now, I've never been clinically diagnosed with depression, but I've been down some awfully dark roads, my friends. They haven't been pretty. It's easy when people are depressed to say they should just get over it. It's easy to say that you should count your blessings, show up, be grateful. Do gratitude journal and do all those things. But the reality is that suffering is suffering and we all deal with it differently. Now, if you've never dealt with depression in your life, I'm very happy for you that life has worked out for you or you're very, very strong emotionally and mentally. But for many of us, loss, suffering can cause a breakdown emotionally, can cause you to not want to get up in the morning, can cause you to not want to face the day. And that's just how we process the painful emotions we're going through. Talk to a mother who's just lost her child. Talk to somebody who's had their heart broken, who was in a relationship for many years and thought they were getting married to that person. Talk to somebody who's just lost the love of their life to cancer. Talk to somebody who's lost their job and has no money and nothing at all and nobody in their corner to help them. Suffering is real. We process it differently. So if you're a manager and one of your staff members comes to you and they're dealing with depression, please don't think that they can just get over it. We wish it was that simple. It's not. It's real. And the first step is to get up every day and face the new day. And what do we do as women? We get up, we dress up, we put on our makeup, and we sit at tables with our girlfriends who don't even know the suffering we're going through every day because we're so good at masking it. Men who feel like they have to be macho and strong, who show up and get their job done and go home and have to take care of their families and can't show anybody the inner turmoil. We have to start making it okay for people to say they're not feeling good. We have to start creating spaces where people feel it's okay to come to you and say that they feel like they're falling apart and not be judged for it, because it is actually okay. It's okay to suffer emotionally, but to understand that you can overcome it. Now, how did I overcome all those dark roads that I'm talking about? By constantly reminding myself that through my life, when there was a lot of pain and suffering, that I'd been through worse, that I'd overcome this before, maybe not the same pain, but I've overcome pain and suffering before. And that there's always been a grace that has carried me. There's always felt in my life like there's a hand that has held me and guided me through some of the worst moments of my life. And I look back on those awful moments and I'm sometimes surprised that I've made it even. But if I have, you can. I'm not saying our pain is equal, but I'm saying that we do have this comeback power. We do have this ability to get up and shine again, and we always shine brighter than we did in the past. So I don't know who needed to hear this today, but just be kinder, be more gentle. Remember the suffering you went through the next time you judge somebody who's down a lot longer than you were. And I'm just sending love to all of you. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.